CJM Q, and today we're talking with Valhalla, a young Canadian artist. So nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Good. Now, you're from Regina, Saskatchewan, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Good. You're 27 years old, and right now we're playing your hit. It's called Stay, I Want to Be With You, and definitely reading your biography. Very, very interesting.
There's been some highlights in the last little while.
Yeah, there has been. So you actually got interested in music at the age of 5. You started playing piano.
Yeah, that was my first instrument. And, I mean, as soon as I learned probably 3 chords and, you know, 5 notes, I was writing. I tried to write my first song. Or I did write my first song. It was called My Dog Mickey, about my dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically started writing as soon as I, you know, could play it all, so...
Now you're 27, and definitely been working hard, I guess, in the music business since you were 17.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I left Regina for Vancouver when I was 17 to, you know, go try and pursue music more, you know, as my total career kind of thing. And I was in Vancouver for maybe 7 years or so, and then ended up relocating to Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, did some writing down there and got a new album out. And then I've just been sort of touring for the last almost 2 years now, just nonstop. So
yeah, you've been doing a lot of touring.
It's been a journey.
I guess so. Yeah. So now, interestingly enough, how would you describe your music? Because it's not really country, and I think you want to make a new genre. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just wanted to do, you know, I'm just making the music I kind of want to make, and then there's been a lot of opposition about what it is, you know, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of people in country, they say, oh, well, it's too edgy for country, it's very, you've got some edgier elements in there, and then rock people, they'll hear slide or, you know, a banjo or something, and they say, oh, that's country music, you've got country, but, so there's been debate about it, which could be a good thing though, and I just kind of embraced it, and I don't want to necessarily cater to either side one way too far, because I don't want to, you know, I want to stay true to what it is I'm making, and the people who like it must like it for a reason, so I don't want to alienate them either. So I'm just going to keep kind of doing it, and maybe just even run with that even further.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we've been calling it Gruntry, because somebody said it's like grunge rock meets country, so we call it Gruntry.
Gruntry. I love that. And it's important to have your own sound too.
Yeah, totally. I think it's cool to have something that's unique and maybe even controversial in a way.
Mm-hmm. Do you think being down in Nashville definitely changed your outlook on music, or maybe changed your sound or helped to make it?
Yeah, I think it definitely, you know, in Vancouver, it was very, I don't know, it rains a lot, and it was, you know, it's a hard city to kind of be a struggling musician in, because it's an expensive city, and so I was always kind of, you know, just kind of working pretty hard to try and make ends meet and not always living in the best areas, and I think that was kind of reflected in my music. And then when I went to Nashville, you know, I picked up a lot of influences of what was going on around me down there. You know, and there is a country music scene there and a lot of great players. And, you know, I think I was just kind of seeing a lot of things I'd never really experienced in person before. And those things kind of, you know, you don't even notice that you're soaking them up necessarily until you look back and see what you created, and you can kind of notice that those things made their way into your own music. So I think definitely, you know, where I stand now is a combination of all the influences along the way, and, you know, I'm just naturally kind of reflecting that by trying to write from a honest place.
Good for you. Now, your debut album, It's No Place, that's your debut album?
I did an album in 2007.
Okay.
And it was Valhalla, just self-titled.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, I did that one while I was living in Vancouver. And so that was definitely on the heavier side of things, the more just kind of rock, grunge, and kind of, you know, almost like progressive rockish kind of thing. So that album is definitely a little different from No Place, but I guess that would be the first Valhalla release that there was, and then No Place came 3 years later, so...
Okay, so No Place came out in March of 2010.
Yes.
And the song that we're playing now, Stay, I Want to Be With You, that's off the album?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so tell us about making the album.
It was a lot of work because I wanted to... The first thing I did was, when I moved down to Nashville, the reason I went there was to work on my writing, so it wasn't necessarily... that I was looking for any kind of country influence at all. I just knew that that was a songwriter's town, and that by going there, you know, I would sort of be thrown into the mix with all these professional songwriters that, you know, had a lot of talent and a lot of experience, and hoping that, you know, I would learn something while down there. So, you know, I just was writing the first year and a half I was there. I just wrote and wrote and wrote. And, you know, once I had enough material, I was able to kind of narrow it down about what I wanted to actually put on the album. And the other thing that was new to me for that was co-writing, because that's something that a lot of people in Nashville do that I had never really done before. So you might have two or three or even four people all co-writing on a song, and that was a pretty cool experience.
It sounds really cool.
It kind of opens up a whole new world of writing, because you've got other people's ideas and you can bounce things off of them and come up with, you know, use everybody's imaginations on one topic kind of thing. So
that's great. That sounds like a great learning experience too. Now, you actually wrote seven of the songs.
Yeah, seven of them are just straight up my songs I wrote by myself, and then three of the songs I included on the album were from some of these co-writing sessions. And I think, you know, both, I don't listen to the co-written ones and think they're much better, like way better than the other ones, or I don't think mine are way better than the co-writes. I think they all sort of have they stand on their own and have their own strengths and whatnot. So that kind of made me happy, like to know that I didn't lose out anything by writing with other people. I was able to maintain, you know, a true sense of it still being a song that I feel strongly about and still care about. And I didn't feel like I was, you know, singing somebody else's song. I still felt like it, you know, I'm in that song, and that it's, you know, still my song too. So it was pretty cool, and I think it's definitely something I would do again, or, you know, at least try again.
Good. Sounds like a great experience. Now, you've been touring an awful lot in the last 2 years, so tell us about some of your touring.
Well, I guess right after I put No Place out last March, even before that, I guess February of 2010, I took off and I headed out to Vancouver because the Olympics were on, and did a couple shows at the Saskatchewan Pavilion they had going for the Olympics, and I really haven't stopped since then. I just kept going after that. You know, the album came out, and we did a CD release in Vancouver, and then I flew to Toronto and did Canadian Music Week, and from there I went down to Texas. They have the South by Southwest Music Festival down there, and I stopped to do a show in Waco, Texas, right before Austin.
Okay.
And Waco's just a pretty small place, but just coincidentally, from doing that show, I ended up meeting a guy named Ted Nugent that a lot of people know, because he's a pretty wicked guitar player that was, you know, had most of his hits, I guess, you know, in the 70s, but he's still touring and he's still plugging away, and he's a pretty crazy dude. But I ended up meeting him and singing on a demo of his in the studio in Texas, and from that I ended up getting asked by his management to open up for him and be his support act on his summer tour. So then all of a sudden I was touring across America. You know, we did 41 shows in 2.5 months in the summer of 2010. And that was a pretty crazy experience in itself, that, you know, opened my eyes to a lot of things as far as performing and doing a live show. And he's been doing it for so long, he's really good at it. He's really good at getting a reaction out of crowds, I guess you could say. But, you know, and from there, I just kept, after I wanted to follow up after that tour and go back to all those areas again. So we did like two or three more tours, just our band by ourselves to kind of hit those areas again. And now I'm on a solo tour by myself, going across Canada, because I haven't, you know, I haven't even got to tour across Canada in a couple of years, so.
That sounds really great. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
It's
you're
been
really busy. Yeah, you have a lot of energy. So yeah, you're playing in the United States and in Canada. What about the European market? Have you thought about that?
Oh, I've definitely thought about it, and I'm aiming for it. You know, I'd like to just make sure that, you know, I have to make sure I have the proper connections put in place to be able to do it, and make sure I'll be, you know, covered and safe and sound when I do it. But I'm thinking that by 2013, if possible, next fall, I'd like to go in 2012. But I don't know if it's possible or not. So I'm giving myself till 2013 to get over to Europe and do the UK and Europe and.
Sounds like a plan.
Try and see the country while playing music. You know,
right.
That's the ultimate.
Right. Definitely.
The ultimate plan.
Yeah. So you're working on your next album already? I've read there.
After this tour I'm on mm-hmm. right now goes until November 7th.
Okay.
And when I'm done this, I'll be taking about 6 months off mm-hmm. to just start writing again. I'm going to relocate back to Regina. For the first time in 10 years, I'll be back in Saskatchewan full-time.
Okay.
So sort of back to the roots, I guess, and I'm just going to write nonstop for 6 months and see what I get.
Sounds like a cool idea. I'll be anxious to see what comes from that.
Now, yeah.
If somebody wants to purchase your music, learn more about you, your website?
Yeah, it's valhallaonline.com. Mm-hmm. V-A-L-H-A-L-L-A online, like all mm-hmm. one word. .com.
Good.
And there's links to iTunes and CD Baby if you want to buy the physical copy of the CDs, or there's some videos on there and links to, you know, my Facebook and Twitter and all those things too. So
good. And you can even purchase a t-shirt, I see.
You can indeed.
Good. So you're on Facebook too, I guess, and Twitter.
Yeah,
too. Good.
Yeah, it's just facebook.com/Valhalla Music. And we're actually, the big project I'm working on right now is we're trying to raise some funds to do a music video for my song, The Bad Girl Touch.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do with this video is basically make it sort of a tribute to, you know, women who've been fighting breast cancer, or anyone who ever has or is currently or ever, you know, will have to. We want to do it kind of like a tribute to, you know, I've seen a few different videos done, and you know, it can be a really sad thing, and I think there's a tendency to focus on the, you know, the hardships associated mm-hmm. with it. So, but I'd like to make a video that's a little more sort of like celebrating, you know, the strength and the courage of people that take that on and take on a fight and battle it. So.
That sounds wonderful.
We're trying to raise the money to do the video at this point. I don't know if it's going to happen. We have, like, till October 25th to try and raise $5,000 to cover the cost of the video. So that's my big project right now that I'm working on.
Good for you. Sounds like a wonderful project.
Yeah, totally. Thank you.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I don't know. I guess I'm in Montreal right now, but I was just outside of Quebec City yesterday.
Okay.
And I guess I was, well, I can't remember the area, but my first time in the province of Quebec outside of Montreal, and I've been having a pretty good time.
Good for you.
So, I guess maybe I'm just saying thanks to your listening audience. People have been really cool and really nice. So.
Oh, that's great.
And thank you so much for having me, too.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, well, thanks very much, Val, and just definitely be watching your progress and your music and really enjoying your playing your hit here.
Awesome. Thanks, Maureen.
Okay,
thanks
thank
for having
you.
Me.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't rush you out the door, but I don't ask you to stay. I make you breakfast in the morning, but then you're on your way. And every day it's the same old thing. Thank you. always there.